So regardless of what that sounded like, it still wasn't probably as good as it could have been. Here I am, Las Vegas, Nevada, the center of sin, deceit, lies, scantily clad women, alcohol at all hours of the day. Basically paradise. If you really want to be frank about it. Me personally, I prefer to be Scott about it. Or in those times when maybe I've had a few, I prefer to be Iceman about it. And not only that, but drunken Iceman about it. Now, we all are two people. There's the one that you live your normal life. He's the one who goes to work 40 hours a week. He's the one who pays all his bills on time. Vacuums the floor and, you know, takes care of his cat and is, by all means, an upstanding citizen of society. Now, what happens when that man is able to kind of take a back seat? And all of a sudden, you know what? I don't necessarily have to drive today. You know what happens when you don't have to drive? When you don't have to drive, that's when you're free to imbibe in the nectar of the gods, otherwise known as alcohol. Now, when you're not driving, you don't have responsibilities. You don't have to worry about, you know, getting home on time or having your keys on you or the safety of other human beings or things like that. Like, it's completely out of your control then. And so it's in those times when you just kind of say, hey, you know what? Fuck it. Let me just go nuts, right? That's the times when the second person comes out. It's that person that's been lying dormant, like Mount St. Helens. I'm sorry, is that too soon? That happened in like 1980, okay? State of Washington, I apologize. I know people probably, like, you know, lost their lives in that disaster. But it's been like, what, 34 years? I think it's time to get over it already. So the mountain blew up, right? I mean, all of a sudden we were looking up at the mountain, all of a sudden like, boom, right? Mountain explodes. And then all of a sudden, like, lava comes down, big puff of smoke goes up in the air. And shit was real for a minute. I get it, right? Now, I'm not trivializing the worth of a human life. I think that every person is worthwhile of spending as much time on this planet as they can. I've been so far blessed to have 32 years and change, 33 come this May, of years on this planet in order to do my bidding. Now, I firsthand know, unfortunately, that not everybody is given that chance to fully live out their life as far as they deem necessary. Or they, you know, when you're born, you expect to live a long life. And not everybody gets that chance. And that's unfortunate. Because every new day is a chance to kind of experience something new, to have some more fun, to drink until you say, holy shit, I'm wasted. And just to have a good time and enjoy those precious few moments that you are given on this planet. But for the most part, you ignore that kind of thing. Yeah, you sit back in your office. You know, you work hard. Maybe you take the kids to daycare, drop them off at school. You pay your mortgage. Whoa, I didn't mean to do that. Alright, settle down a second, pal. We're going right back in there. We're not ready to get up and go yet. Like I said, for the most part, you lead a pretty straight and narrow life. You know, you're right. There's a path in front of you. There's a warning sign that says, hey, stay on the path, right? Because danger will befall. Jesus. All right. Gotta stop doing that. I keep on cashing out only to place it back in. Just because I'm kind of leaning up against the machine. I mean, we'll let you inside, inside the... I'm guessing that's good, but to let you inside the creative process right here, I'm leaning in close to my recording device so that I can maybe you speak towards it so that you're able to pick this up so that I don't look like that much of a weirdo, I guess, talking to myself. Regardless, I'm always going to look strange. People to the left and the right of me are just going like, what's with this guy, right, talking to himself? And talking to himself and also just kind of like behaving all strangely. But see, what they don't know is right now, what I'm doing is I'm taking all those people who perished at Mount St. Helens in 1980 in Washington, and I'm giving them another chance. I'm doing it for every man, woman, and child whose lives were lost that day. By talking about them, I'm ensuring that they will live on and they will survive in our memories. So this is for them. This is dedicated to every person who lost their lives in that tragic volcanic eruption. But moving on. So in case you haven't noticed, or in case I didn't mention before, and forgive me if for whatever reason I forgot to say it, I'm here in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Otherwise known as the city of broken dreams. At this point, let's see. If I can recall, now forgive me, because right now I'm drinking a very potable mixture of rum, whiskey, and Mountain Dew. Now, children, well, don't do it anyway, but anybody in the listening audience, please do not try this at home. It's pretty much taken a hold of me. And it's a little scary. I'm not gonna lie to you. But the date, I believe it's still St. Patrick's Day, which would place us on the 17th of March in the Lord's year of 2014. Like I said, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I've been in town since about 5 p.m. on Sunday, so yesterday, for those of you keeping track at home. And it's been a very interesting 24 plus. What's the plus? 24 would be 5 to 5. I'm sorry. Rule number one of podcasting, I think, is don't do math on the air. So I apologize, but it's been a pretty crazy 30-some hours. I mean, honestly, I don't know how I'm still alive. Shit's getting weird. Getting weirder by the minute, which is the fun part about it. Because here's the thing, it's like, I don't come here to make money. I go to work to make money. I mean, I don't make a whole heck of a lot of it. Which makes the losing money aspect of it a little upsetting, I suppose. But I at least expect to have a good time. And so far, for the most part, it hasn't been that great of a time. Now, whoa! Things like that are happening. But otherwise, for the most part, really hasn't been that great. This was the first time in my history that I came to Las Vegas without a real purpose. First time I was ever in Las Vegas, I was passing through town on the way out to California with my family. At the time, I was 20 years old and legally not of gambling age, but I did so anyway. Second time I was here was we were heading out to California for a friend's wedding in 2005. And then after that, 2006 was the first World Series of beer pong, so that was my third time. Then after that, it was in consecutive years after that, World Series of beer pong, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I was out here. And then I was also out here an additional year for when the Last Cup beer pong documentary. When the Last Cup documentary premiered at the Las Vegas, CineVegas Film Festival. So I was here for that. And then I was also then here last March for my friend TJ's wedding. So I've kind of been trying to figure it out, saying that how many times I've been out here. It's probably close to 15 now, which is a lot. But every other time that I've been out here, I was here for a reason. Either, on my way west, the World Series of Beer Pong, a wedding, a film festival, whatever. This is the first time that I've been out here just for no apparent reason. I was down in Arizona for Milwaukee Brewers spring training. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to head up to Vegas for a couple days. Now, I've made a lot of bad decisions in my life. Let's not kid ourselves here, right? I mean, anybody who's ever, like, kind of taken a gander at me can know that I've made some bad decisions in life. But this probably is one of them. I probably shouldn't have ever been here. This was not a good idea. But it still ends up being a lot of fun. Because if there's anything I love to do more, than drink, victory! Alright, let's do this. Noise. All I know is this machine's been making a lot of noise. Oh, and speaking of... I still don't know what that means. But like I was saying, machine's making a whole heck of a lot of noise, which is kind of, you know, not to be gross or anything, but I kind of get off on noise. Right? I mean, look, I'm a little weird, right? I love me some noise, and I love me just like something that's obnoxious, because I've lived a lifetime worth of obnoxiousness. Is that a word? If it's not, I'm gonna make it a word. So listen. Obnoxiousness is now a word. And so I'm gonna go about, I guess, playing this game until the money runs dry. Wasn't that a song once? Let's not wait till the money runs dry. We can watch our bank accounts go by. Let's not wait till the money runs dry and make the biggest mistake of our lives. Don't do it, baby. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Don't do it, baby. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I think that was a song once. Homeboy next to me. I don't know why I call him homeboy. He's not black or anything. Just some regular dude. Giving me all sorts of looks. And why wouldn't you? To the naked eye. Ooh, that sounds hot. to the naked eye. I probably look like I'm certifiably? No, that's certifiably insane. But that's okay, right? Because who cares? Look, it wouldn't be the first time that I ever got weird looks. And I promise you this, it'll not be the last time. Because I'm a spectacle. I mean, like... let's not kid ourselves, I mean... And it's weird, because I should be one of those kind of, like, background characters. Like, I'd be one of those, backup singers, who just kind of goes out there and supports the lead singer on every given day, but never really gets the chance to, you know, in the spotlight. Because I'm not pretty, I'm not successful, or whatever reason. I'm just one of those background guys. But somehow I'm able to force my way into the spotlight. So when that happens, look out, world. Because shit just gets real. Well, about right now, I kind of feel like a guest. Hang, hold on to that thought. For 20 cents. No, but right now, I feel like one of those guests who's sleeping on somebody's couch for $80 a month. Eventually, you gotta get your own place, get your own bedroom. And I guess kinda quit food. Quit mooching off your friends. That's kind of how I feel with this machine right now. I've been playing a while. Obviously not winning as much as we would have hoped. Regardless of what it sounds like. I make a lot more noise than, like, you know, people always wonder, like, hey, you're winning, must be winning, like, thousands of dollars. I was like, no, I won, like, 36 cents. I just kind of get loud for loud's sake. It happens. But like I say, I kind of feel like I'm overstaying my welcome. Maybe it's time just to get out of here. Maybe go home and lick my wounds, I guess. This actually sounds pretty gross now that you think about it. You're saying, like, I'm gonna, like, have open, like, a cut in my arm, and I'll be like, oh, let me put my mouth on that. Sounds like a great idea, right? Well, this looks like the last goal. I have 6 credits. Now 1 credit. I can't spend my 1 credit. I got 1 red cent left. I do believe that's all for me. This has, I think eventually, probably going to become an episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. Oh, hello. I think technically, if you're listening to this, I was alive at some point. Apparently, I'm not talking from the grave. So, I wish you the best. This is this has been an interesting experience, as always. Really appreciate you spending the time with me. I definitely appreciate all the weird looks that I get. It's kind of how we roll around these parts. So, oh, you know it. Well, now that I'm out in the general public, probably best for me to call this one a day. So, take care, my friends. And like I said, just thank you for spending some time with me. All right. Later. Oh, and keep driving. Keep living. Life's a beautiful thing. I don't even know. Whoa. That's a whole lot of nothing. Right. Want to? Very entertaining. I mean, see, what you don't understand, I'm not very good at this.
Oh.
I mean, I hit the button and it goes, hey, congratulations, you lost again.
Yeah, that's what my machine keeps saying. Give me two.
Yeah.
Not congratulations.
I know, yeah. What's the opposite of congratulations?
You lose.
You lose.
You don't win.
You. Guess what? We stole your money. What? Two bonus.
Ooh.
And a three.
Ooh.
Victory. Wow. Hopefully that's something, right?
I hope so.
Close the curtains. Three. 10 free spins. Let's go.
Good.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
And nothing. And another time. And nothing!
Oh,
wait, five credits, oh god.
Five.
I might buy my new house with those five credits. Oh, 60 now. Don't get me excited. Oh, more freeze, not. And
nothing.
Don't tease me now. Don't tease me with those 65 credits.
Oh.
90 cents. I can almost buy something
this
off the dollar menu
your
now.
Lucky day.
This is my lucky day. Don't kid me. 100 total credits. 100. Get out of town. I swear to God, that's never happened to me before. I mean. No. I gotta ask you, what's the point of that? I mean,
really, I don't know.
You get me all excited, right?
Right.
The lights flash, the sounds go off, and I go, all right. And then you give me $1. Homeless people make more than that in a day, begging for cash. And I get $1. Right? Right? Oh, you gotta be kidding me. I mean, you know, I'd actually feel better if like an actual fist, if a fist came out of here, punched me in the stomach, and I double over and I go, oh!
Right.
I just got punched in the stomach.
Yeah.
I'd feel better after that than just winning $1 in credits.
Well, yeah, right?
$1 in credits, what am I going to do with that?
Look at it. No, I don't know.
What's it like, 2:33 in the morning right now?
Yes.
I mean, a reasonable person right now should be in bed,
yes,
sleeping, getting ready for tomorrow's day.
Right.
But instead, here I am.
playing
the machine.
Yes.
Losing my money.
Yes.
And then not only that, I'm surprised right now that the machine is not laughing at me. It's just like, okay, we're taking your money, but we're also laughing at you.
Yeah.
Like, seriously? And the machine right now is like, hey, guess what? Push that button again. Do it. I dare you. And I'm like, I'll see you, machine. I will push that button again.
Right?
Oh. Let's see. Right now I feel better. I spent $35, but I won $25. So technically, I only lost
$10.
I'm feeling a little better about myself right now. It's like, you give the effort, you get a little back. You're willing to work with me. I get it, machine. I'll see your $25. I will bet you another $35, machine. Bonus! It's a tease. Ain't nothing but a tease. Oh! God, why was it? I'm sorry, I apologize for being so loud just now. Back home, I'm not that loud.
Oh, no?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like, you know, like there's those guys that like, they're right out in the front of everything, right? I'm the background guy. I kind of sit back and wait for everybody else to kind of, you know, do their thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm like the garbage man. I clean up all the scraps.
Oh, wow.
Right? I mean, no. So, I just kind of like, I'm not that loud back home. I apologize. I saw two bonuses. And I thought maybe just once. Hey, guess what? I've never got a bonus in my life. Maybe it's my time, right?
Right.
Maybe it's my time to get a bonus. I got one, I got two. Where's my third? It's not there. It's not there just now. But hey, there's always another push the button. And always another chance. Let's do this. And nothing. And you're sitting there with your 4 cents going, I have 4 cents. As long as I have some money in the machine, there is always another chance,
there's
right?
Hope. Yeah.
There's some hope that I don't care if I already put $20 in this.
Right.
Okay. I can win it all back.
15.
Yeah.
I'll go say 20.
Yeah.
Goodbye, 20.
That's what keeps you playing, right? Is the belief that you can win it all back. Even if it's a 1 in a million chance, there's still a chance. Let's go, baby. wild bonus.
No, I'm done. 44 cent or 4 cent.
We're not doing so hot over here.
You have
it. Wait. Were you playing that machine? I don't understand that one. No. I already put money in it, and then I lost money, and I said, what the hell just happened? So I don't get that one. This one, at least, I think it tells me.
Yeah, $5 more until I'm on one hit for a time. I have money. I didn't bring my card because I came with the mentality that I'm going to
Okay, so betting 35 money. On 25 lines, on 1x. Okay.
As soon as we get back, I will give it right back to you. As soon as we get into the casino, I will collect the orange robot.
Three shoes!
I'll give it back to you.
Three shoes is worth 5 cents. Well, now, that's worth absolutely nothing. You probably shouldn't play that machine.
I played this machine earlier and I was hitting on this. Well, you know when you get the WoW, the money?
Yeah.
If you wait and don't just put it on the first one, you get it again, that money adds up to that. My auntie sat here and got $18. It just kept coming, kept coming. She spent it and it times the, I think it was the 7, she won $133.
Good.
Not sad, it's gonna happen to me. But
I haven't done anything yet.
You didn't get the jackpot with the 3 jackpots?
No, I've been trying, but nothing. I mean, I've been getting like 20 cents. I mean, that's not gonna help me, you know, I got. Because let's face it, you know, like, I need to kind of like bring a little money if I'm gonna be like, hey, guess what? You wanna go hang out and everything? You know, it's like, people look at me and they're just like, ooh, but if I bring some money, they're like, oh, you know, right? So, I'm not doing so hot.
You stay up here?
Forever? Or just like...
No, like, you visiting or you live in...
No, I'm visiting here.
Okay.
I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
You know where that is?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from?
California.
Okay, where in California?
Pasadena.
Where's that?
Pasadena.
Pasadena. Nice. That's where they have the Rose Bowl, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I know Wisconsin, like the Badgers, have played in the Rose Bowl like a couple years. So I know where that is. But so what, are you just up here for a couple days? Or?
Yeah, we just visited. Nice. We're not winning to stay, so we're leaving tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here till Tuesday. Just kind of...
Oh, okay. You by yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I got family down in Arizona, kind of visited for a couple days, because in baseball, they play, like, spring games down in Arizona. Went and visited my family for a couple days, and I'm like, I'm going to go up to Las Vegas for a couple nights, see what happens, and so far, not so good. It could have been better, but... Yeah. That's all right.
An actual crap table?
No, I don't understand. There's a lot of stuff going on back there I don't understand.
If you ask them, they'll help you.
Yeah, man, I know that, but like...
Sometimes they won't understand.
Once I get a couple drinks in me, then all of a sudden, like, I can't pay attention. And
oh, yeah.
That's why I kind of depend on these machines to tell me when I win or not. So, yeah, it's... No, don't do it.
Yeah, I'm putting it here.
No. See? Really? But, okay.
I'm not going to spin.
No. So, if you don't spin, do you save that money?
You save it
for later?
And it keeps going for the next time you get the WoW, and it say you earn money, it'll put it up there.
That's what I've been doing wrong. I haven't been saving my money for later. It's kind of like, you know, you invest it in some, it's a couple guys, no? All right. I think you're kind of better off saving for, like, a later date. Kind of invest in some IRAs, maybe some mutual bonds. Jesus Christ. Well, either way, this is not really working out for me.
Yet to see what their bonus looks like.
Oh. Nothing. Yeah. I kind of got that feeling like it's like time to call it a night and kind of wish for better luck tomorrow. Yeah.
Free parking.
Yeah.
Touch it. Till next time. Nice pick.
I almost kind of prefer that, like, the machine's just like, here, here's 9 cents.
See? That's gonna go.
Yeah. Like, go up into your...
You've just won more Monopoly money.
So, right now, you can keep that up in there. You can spin that, but if you don't spin it...
If I keep it, but see, this is the thing.
Yeah.
You want to spin it before you go broke, yeah.
Right.
Like, I'm going to spin it and before I go broke.
Pick a card.
Yeah, I don't know. And like, this thing gave me 9 cents. Oh, so only time you now you can spin. All right, I get it.
Let me get 50 or anything.
Right, let's do something, right?
High.
Come on, come on, come on, come on!
Okay,
I'll give it a whirl.
Wait.
Here we go.
Am I spinning too? No, I don't think so. At 240, what is it?
I would have been five.
Right. Anything but that, right? It's...
Tis a terrible tale we weep of drunk Iceman versus the sober Iceman. Drunk Iceman spends all his money on the first day. Sober Iceman, he budgets conservatively. Said on the first day, you shall spend $50. On the second day, you shall also spend $50. That way, on the third day, you'll have some money to go home with. Drunk Iceman doesn't give a shit about that. Drunk Iceman laughs in the face of Sober Iceman. He says, hey, Sober Iceman, how do you even know you're going to live to see the next day? And Sober Iceman goes, that's why I have a 401k. That's why I have a savings account. That's why I budget my money and I care about the future. It's the drunk Iceman goes, you know what? We're all gonna die someday. And you never know. You may die 60 years from now, or you may die tomorrow. But you will die. And since you never know when your time has come, you need to live every day like it's your last. And Drunk Iceman just fritters away the money and doesn't stock any acorns for the long, cold, and trying winter. Drunk Iceman doesn't give a shit. Drunk Iceman says, fuck your winter. How do you know it's going to happen? Technically, we have 30, 60, 120 some years of data that says winter's coming. But Drunk Iceman doesn't believe. He says, your data's wrong. You know, there's flaws in your system. It just doesn't even matter. Well, what'd you say? Drunken Iceman is presented with the data, and he says, you know what? He reviews the data, and he looks it over, he combs through it, and he says, you know what? I don't believe you. And so Drunken Iceman just goes, hey, what if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today, right? And sober Iceman goes, hey, there's always going to be another tomorrow. Whether you like it or not, pal. And so, sober Iceman's going to wake up in the morning and just go like, Jesus Christ, Drunken Iceman, what the hell did you do to me? They might see eye to eye. They might look at each other and just be like, hey, it's not cool, man. It's not right. It's not fair. Because sober Iceman realizes this. He says, there's good and there's bad in all people. There's a positive and there's a negative. There's a yin and there's a yang. And they exist together and they work in harmony and balance each other out. No one person is all good or all bad. Sober Iceman realizes that. It's like he said, he plans for tomorrow. He's always looking towards the future and trying to figure things out. Drunken Iceman, on the other hand, he lives for today. And he says, fuck tomorrow. And he says, if I wake up tomorrow and I'm still alive, then God damn it, I'm a fighter. Because I made it. I did everything I could to fucking rage yesterday, and somehow I woke up still alive. Well then, fuck yesterday. Today is where it's at. That's Drunken Iceman. He's a real son of a bitch. But you know, I am him, and he is me. In some crazy way. You have no idea. So it goes. This is your first day, and this is also your last day. This is your Alpha. This is your Omega. In the beginning, there was all man. And in the end, there was nothing but man. If you were able to make sense out of that, you're a better man than I am. And in the meantime, you will try to find the essence of all that is holy. I'm done. I really can't do anything else except to say there is no data, only soul.
Oh, what a lovely singing voice you must have.